You're listening to Squirrel's World Podcast. Squirrel's World Podcast. With Henny on the Rocks and Sunny D.
So did your wife say you can't wear it?
Out here, you know, thirst trapping in the gray sweatpants. I've seen people thirst trapping in the gym. Like, every time I pass the gym in my complex, there is somebody in there in some gray sweatpants.
And I know. I'm wearing gray sweatpants to the gym tomorrow.
Okay,
I get it. They be in the gym in the gray sweatpants free balling.
Yo, okay.
It's very sad.
I didn't even know it's that. Now, y'all just done gave me a secret. Welcome everybody back here another week, Squirrel World Podcast. I am your co-host, with your main host, Henny on the Rocks. And yeah, unfortunately, CJ, I don't know what happened, got lost on the way home.
I'm lost!
The Great Kazoo is missing today.
Dum-dums.
So maybe we'll get him next week or something, but shout out to CJ. But this week, we actually finally, after what, a month or two, 3 months? It's been a while?
I'm going to say three.
All right, so let's say three. We finally got Miss Asia. I mean, you can introduce yourself as well if you'd like to, but I mean, I call you Asia. She's my sister. We're good family from another mother.
I'm about to say, this your sister, nigga.
I got so many sisters, you know what I'm saying? But no, she's been cool with me since we always went and bought liquor at the commissary. You know, she hooked us up.
Excuse me, miss. Would you be able to give me a kind of beer or something?
That's how you want to introduce me, as the person who bought you liquor at the commissary?
Damn,
you know what? No respect.
She hooked us up, though. That was respect. Yeah, that, hey, only her,
how
yo.
How was that respect?
That is respect. She hooked this up, yo. She hooked this up. She's like, yo, you know what? I got y'all.
How?
We're not going to talk about that. I don't know what the statute of limitations is.
It's 7 years.
Exactly.
Man.
I'm 33. I'm 33. So statute of limitations
is
over.
Can I get a clearance, please? Jesus.
You're good.
Go, Asia.
Just throw me right under the bus.
I just want to know what the hookup was. Shit, and where was I?
They were underage, and I used to buy them beverages.
Ooh, damn, son. I knew he was a wild nigga.
I am McLovin.
I knew he was a wild boy.
Yeah, this is through Miguel.
Oh, okay.
This is Miguel.
Yes, Miguel is our common best friend.
Cool. I know Miguel. He's the only motherfucker I know who drink Coors Lights.
Yeah, here we go again. With the Coors.
I'm not even gonna joke my best friend today. What y'all not gonna do is have me talk reckless about Miguel tonight.
Oh no, we always go Miguel, and Miguel usually says something back. But Miguel was on here one time. So
yo, you know, lie, that Miguel episode is like one of the most listened to fucking episodes. Y'all niggas went in. That shit was funny.
Hey, yo, because we talking about that's not the one with Stedman though. Was it the one with
yes,
Stedman?
Yes, y'all was going in on Steady. Y'all was going on everybody. You know, does she know Stedman?
Oh yeah, she does know Stedman.
She used to be Stedman's agent.
She was his agent.
Oh no.
He had a Reverbnation page.
Public relations for Stedman.
Public relations. He was related to the public?
What? Listen, it was a hard job. I quit.
Was there nothing to do? What did you quit for?
Listen, he thought that he was like Bow Wow.
Three cuts in your eyebrows trying to wow wow.
Yes, he did.
Basically.
Yes. He thought he was a fucking like Soulja Boy set. Like,
he thought he was a big timer and he was not. Like, sir, we still gotta pick you up for shows. Let's not do this.
You see the footage that we had when we brought him to Maryland? Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it.
No. Oh man, yo, this dude thought he was the man. We picked him up from the airport in Till's car, the Charger. Yo, this dude walked out with his glasses on like he was really somebody, yo. Ask Joe, yo.
And that sounds very much like him. And now look at him. He's the one picking people up from the airport.
Shots fired!
Oh. Oh shit, get him! Oh, get him!
Shots has been fired. Everybody down. Well, no, we'll probably introduce Asia. So go ahead and tell you about yourself. Just a little bit. You don't gotta do too much you don't like to, but I just want the people to know who you are.
My name is Asia. Let's just leave it at that. I am Joe's friend and I'm here.
Word.
And what do you do, Asia?
Podcast.
Yeah, I'm saying, what do you do, Asia? Come on, like, you don't have to put everything.
What do I do?
Yes,
I randomly go on friends' podcasts and talk.
The world.
She's the worst in the world.
How many podcasts have you been on?
I'm just kidding. actually, no, I used to I had a radio show like 7 years ago. I had a radio show with a bunch of guys, and that's why Joe thought that I would do well over here.
So you're in your element, basically.
I wouldn't call it my element, but we're gonna see what happens.
Hey, like I said, she's a straight shooter, so she's like the one who will not hold back if she doesn't agree or thinks something sounds stupid.
Do we hold back, Joe?
I feel like she's perfect because she won't hold back like we don't hold back. So I expect her to go all the way through, you know what I'm saying? Push through. So that's what we want you here with us. Like I said, she's all right. First of all, she said our topics is random, which is good. So, I mean,
they are
random.
They
very much hell.
They very much so are. Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We wanted you to put some flavor in it too. Like you talk about relationships or whatever everyone else like to talk about and all these little Kevin Samuel type of podcasts they be doing.
Men don't want a two who's in their 30s. You're useless.
Okay, but listen.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Okay, Lisa Leslie.
You know what? I'm tired of talking about Kevin Samuel. Like,
Samuel?
I know Kevin Samuels.
I don't know who that is.
Kevin Samuel, Derek Jackson. I'm tired of talking about all of
Derek Jackson? Who the fuck Lord is that?
Yo, he's been in his garage. Look, these dudes has been pretty much...
I don't know who these niggas are.
They're like pretty much guys who, you know, kind of give advice on relationships and put women in their place and see what levels they are and men what levels they are.
Put women in their place? How are they not canceled?
Wow, that's a great question.
Oh, that's what everyone else says.
Because they appeal I don't even know how to describe it. They
to the male masses.
Kevin Samuel appeals to the male masses, and Derek Jackson appeals to the women to the lonely women. That's all I can say. Derek Jackson appeals to the lonely women. Kevin Samuels appeals to the lonely men.
I'm scared to ask what their podcast is called because I don't want to give them free pub. But what is it called?
I have no idea what it's called. But if you
just Google the name,
go on YouTube.
Just Google them.
And
okay.
Yes, go on YouTube and watch.
Now y'all got
Kevin
me intrigued.
Samuels.
Yeah, sure I mean, yeah.
you've seen random clips of it on Instagram. I feel like he's always on Instagram.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
5'10". How much do you weigh?
I weigh about
two what?
Depending on the day, between 280 and 285.
So you're a fat fucker.
You probably did see. You just didn't probably realize
it was him.
But yeah, he's the dude. I mean,
want to talk about high value man and high value woman. Blah blah. Oh my god.
Yeah, as he has his purse in his lap. You know, that's only I have a little issue with that guy. He's suspect to me. He rides the sus bus.
Oh, he's. Whew.
Just saying.
I ain't mad at it. All right.
He is sweeter than a plate of baby back ribs, okay?
Oh, yeah. God damn. She got sugar in his tank. Don't tell me he got sugar in there.
Yeah.
Bro, it's tang. Homie got the tang, but you know, like I said, hey, I ain't gonna put it past it. A lot of dudes listen to it. Even as one dude was like, yo, I listen to Kevin Samuels. He told me to get a new suit, and he said, this dude said suits and put a picture of him wearing a suit.
Jesus, Hachi, Jesus.
This joint was a wrinkly old looking suit that was like the worst.
Listen,
everybody went in on this dude, yo, straight up.
Like,
yo.
if you're gonna buy a suit, get the shit tailored. Like, I'm so tired of seeing these men walking around with suits off the damn hanger.
He got a tailor at Kmart.
I have to ask Asia a question. Yo, what the fuck is it with these gray sweatpants? Is that an insecure thing? What's up with gray sweatpants? Sweatpants.
What's the question?
You're not really listening to me, are you?
What are you
asking? Don't know, but like, apparently,
what
like,
does it mean?
Is that like a thirst trap? Does that mean
yes,
you're ready to go?
Equivalent. Listen.
I got gray sweatpants on now.
And gray sweatpants is supposed to be equivalent to a woman in a sundress. Okay.
Is it?
Ah.
Oh, yes. So they can see that print.
Is that a test tube in my pocket? Am I just happy to see you?
We can see everything.
Okay.
That purr
and
print.
If you are holding the way you supposed to be holding, everything can be seen in the gray sweatpants.
In the gray sweatpants. Got you. Understood.
Oh, now I get it. See, I ain't gonna lie, I've been watching his social media stuff. I'm like, why can't he wear gray sweatpants? What's wrong with that? That's
girls not. Look at that stuff all the time. It's gray sweatpants season. No, you gotta change.
That's what I was like, yo. I was like, what does that mean?
I get it now.
The thought
gray sweatpants and a pair of slides.
We see it all.
It's not even the short. It's the print. I get it now. Because, yeah, so I know why. I can't though. Wear some of this like outside.
So just to go dig a little bit deeper. Gray sweatpants. Okay. But if the nigga's wearing basketball shorts under the sweatpants as draws, does that count? Because yes. I feel like you won't be able to see it with the thickness of the shorts. Because niggas is broke. They don't have boxers.
I feel like basketball. I play basketball. I know what basketball shorts are made out of. And I feel like it's about the same as
I feel like basketball
material.
Shorts are thicker. I play basketball too now.
Well, you got them swimming trunk basketball shorts. So it's different.
Right. I'm like, what shorts was you playing in? Because the ones we had were...
There's not two layers. You're talking about the one-layered ones.
I'm talking about the ones that you buy from Nike, nigga, that's made of like that silk material, polyester, whatever the fuck it's called.
What is that, velvet?
That shit is... I feel like that shit is thicker than the cotton draws. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Listen, sweatpants do what they need to do. They do what they need to do, all right? I ain't going to call you out with these questions, but... The men who know, they don't need to ask these questions, all right?
That's why we needed a woman out here to ask these legitimate questions. Because we can't ask other dudes.
I have a couple pair
these.
Of gray sweatpants myself. I just didn't know that's what it was doing. My bad.
Really, nigga?
So did your wife say you can't wear it?
Out here, you know, thirst trapping in the gray sweatpants. I've seen people thirst trapping in the gym. Like, every time I pass the gym in my complex, there is somebody in there in some gray sweatpants.
And now I know. I'm wearing gray sweatpants to the gym tomorrow.
Okay, I get it.
Yes, they be in the gym in the gray sweatpants free balling. I'm free!
Yo, okay. I didn't even know that. Now, y'all just done gave me a secret. I'm about to.
I didn't know she put us all on game.
I'm about to say it's trap season now, boy. It's a wrap.
It is wintertime. Niggas is trying to get chose, okay?
And I didn't get that either because this one chick, she was like a lesbian chick, like a, you know, dude type.
That's a huge bitch.
And she had gray sweatpants on, but she had a print. And I'm like, why she got a print? I'm lost here. What's going on here?
She had a piece on her.
Yeah, exactly. She brought her own, yeah.
She cocked the nine, son.
Well, she got her cucumber out there or something, but I don't know.
But wait, going back to y'all saying that it's wintertime, are you familiar with the term hobosexual?
I'm a what?
Hobosexual?
What the fuck is that?
You banging bums or something?
A bunch of old homeless dudes had an orgy in the car. It's called a soup kitchen. It's pretty rough stuff. Thanks for the F-Shack. Love Dirty Mike and the boys.
No, so, you know, it's supposedly cuffing season. Hobosexuals I feel like it can be men or women because I've seen both in this situation where, you know, they're kind of homeless and they're looking for somewhere to stay for the winter. So they're trying to get into a little situationship for the winter time so they can have a place to stay.
As long as I'm living here, it is.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Well, in California, they do that year round. Just let you know that. That's a year round thing in California.
But like, how long you got to be dating somebody before you can move in their crib like that? You know what I'm saying?
Apparently not long. If these ladies letting these niggas in ASAP.
Nigga, motherfuckers is nasty.
Yeah, you know, I just need a place to stay for a couple days.
Wait, so do you got hobos sexual in China?
No. I do not deal with no homosexuals. I'm sorry. You must have your own place to stay.
Yeah, when I was in college, I do remember a chick. She came to my dorm room with a mattress. It wasn't for me. It was for my roommate. But I just thought that was weird. Like, why are you here with a mattress, shorty? Like, what is the mattress for? Like, she was nothing but like 5'2". She was skinny as hell. I was like, yo, why do you have this mattress right now?
Maybe she came to camp out, you know, slumber parties.
Somebody just showed up with a mattress.
Straight up, yo. Weird.
My name is Jennifer. And I'm addicted to eating mattresses.
See, usually when you come to the house, you bring like a bottle of wine, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. But we was in college. We was in college. Niggas ain't no better. Shorty brought
a whole
mattress.
Not even that, a whole mattress.
I mean, I could even understand a blow-up mattress, but she brought like a one that's already put together, right?
It was just a regular mattress.
Yeah. Okay. With that being said, yo, we're going to go ahead and jump into our crazy topics for the day. Yeah.
Yeah, her name was Sky. I remember her.
See, there you go.
Shout out to Sky with the mattress.
Sky with the mattress. Was it? Did it have like?
You know what's funny about Sky too is like probably 2-3 weeks later, yo, niggas found out yo shit did a porn, yo, and it was on like one of those
that same mattress.
Do you smell it? That smell, the kind of smelly smell, the smelly smell that smells smelly.
I don't know if she had it was on the mattress.
Joseph, do not disrespect Sky like that. Don't disrespect Sky.
Yo, she
disrespected herself.
I'm about to say, you disrespecting that mattress.
Whoa, know what I'm saying? First of all, there is nothing wrong
with sleeping with the same mattress.
Porn. I didn't have a problem with her doing porn. That wasn't why I was judging her. I was judging her because of the mattress.
That's what I'm saying. But maybe that's her kink, though. Like, you know, it's a little kinky thing where she's just bringing the mattress everywhere she goes. Now that, I watch that.
Now that you say the homosexual thing, though, I'm sorry. But now that she says the homosexual, I remember being in college, messing with a chick. I don't know how I met her. I think it was online. She comes over to my spot. And the way our dorms was like a little apartment, since like three people in an apartment, three bedroom spot. So I'm there. My roommate, he's at work, so he wasn't even there. She come over like 10 o'clock at night or something like that. We kick it for like maybe an hour and a half. I didn't ask her to come at 10. She could have came earlier. That's when she says she got off work, so she comes. Then it's getting to like midnight, and Shorty was like, well, it's kind of late. I know you don't expect me to drive home, right?
You can walk home, bitches.
So I'm thinking, you trying to smash? Shorty really like legit did what she talking about. Like she wound up staying at my house for like a week and a half, son. Like I couldn't get rid of this chick.
A homosexual. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I didn't know what it was. Now that she says it, I mean, damn.
Oh,
damn.
Man. Well, yeah. Well, I'll go ahead. Well, let's go ahead and start something real quick. I'm going to just bring this up only because we're talking about social media. So apparently, right, you know, we have our cover for the podcast. And so this one dude, you know, when I got back on social media, people be hitting me up. I didn't know that a bunch of randomness be going on. Some dude hit me up about, like, hey, I do, you know, designs. I do graphic designs and I do.
Did you have any?
Joseph, please don't tell me you fell for one of these.
How did he know that you needed artwork, my nigga? How did he know? How did he know? That's what I want to know.
No, because what happened?
Joe,
you know,
Joe got scammed.
I became friends with my one homeboy, and of course, I guess he saw mine and started jocking off of his. So what happened though? One of our episodes, me and Shane was talking about supporting Black businesses. So you know what? And I said, you know what? The next time a Black person going to offer me business, I'm going to take it up because once again, we say we don't support the Black businesses.
Wait, hold up, right now.
The girls was hitting you up on Hinge, and you was not accepting their services.
No. That's because. I shouldn't have to pay for that services. You know what I'm saying? That should be free.
I ain't paying the fine.
Hey, you said what you said. Black services.
No, she wasn't Black though. She's white.
Yikes.
But anyways, so the dude hit me up saying, he's like, yo, I make graphic design stuff. So can I do y'all joints? So I'm like, all right, cool. How much you charge? He's like, $80. I was
Is
like,
that
okay.
What that picture was? That screenshot?
Bro.
Yes.
Bro.
What the entire... Bro. I know.
Trash. So the dude was like, yo, first of all,
fucking lying.
The guy, right? He was like, I'm the best. Well, the thing is, I looked at his page and of course I looked at like, it's too good. Like, it looks pretty good. But I'm like, you know what? I feel like he's lying. Like, I don't believe a word he's saying, but like, you know what? I'm you know, entertain it. So I talked him back and forth. First of all, this dude couldn't spell, couldn't talk.
You can't even read.
He's like, Joe, because he lives in a whole nother country.
Oh, I understood that. And that's the whole time I kept on messing with him. I'm like, he's like, yo, you need to pay me money now. I'm like, no, I'm not paying until I get a preview. He's like, send the money and I'll do a preview. I'm like, no, you send me the preview and I'll send you the money. So he finally sent me the preview and I saw, I'm like, yo, is this what you're trying to do? I'm like, yo, this is garbage. Yo. I went in on it, bro. He's like, yo, I'm good at what I do. I'm great. This thing, it was terrible. All he did was cut our heads off of some random
and it
cartoons.
Wasn't even the right heads. He mixed it up.
Yo, it was terrible. He said he drew all these. I'm like, dude, you're just terrible.
Sir,
he's like,
this is the worst. print shop job I've seen in a long time.
So yeah, I didn't get scammed. I knew was gonna happen. I'm like, that's why I didn't want to pay for it. Like, I knew you're like, you're terrible. It's like, this is why I don't mess with people on the internet. Like, this is why I don't mess with people on Instagram.
Sir,
you're
this
terrible.
Is why you definitely mess with people on the internet, sir. Bruh. With a flyer like this,
he was trash. Yeah, so yes, this guy definitely did try to get at me and say that, oh, I'm a scammer because I didn't want to pay for that. Nigga, who will pay for that?
I ain't gonna lie, your dreads look good on this fucking picture though, bro.
My dreads?
Yeah, he like braided them shits up, so you kind of look like Future.
No, all he did was take my picture and put a vector over it on Instagram.
I know, he did the same shit for me.
Well, man. He gave you a Beijing hairline, so...
So my shit like fucking ludicrous, nigga. Like this shit.
No, that entire picture was ludicrous. So yeah. So I don't fall for them scams no more, yo. So yeah, them joints was terrible. So once again, we did try to support Black businesses, and it did exactly what we thought.
pretty trash.
So yeah, that's my piece on that one. I just had to say that about that one. I'm sorry.
I was really trying.
How much was he charging you? Yeah?
What'd you say, Asia?
No, I was gonna say I saw this in the little summary, and I was like, "What the hell is?" I didn't even realize this was supposed to be y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
how much was he charging, son?
He was only charging $80. That's how, like, it was crumbs, but it definitely wasn't worth $80. That's worth about $5. At most, just because.
Not even. He owes you money.
I'm about to say he owes you money for this.
For wasting my time, pretty much. Yeah, it was bad. And I'm not going to put the guy's name out there because I don't want to ruin his business, but he's trash.
Ruin his business?
I want to ruin his business even worse. How about that one? Than worse than it already is.
Oh, man.
Because he definitely is a scammer. Scammer. And remember, he said, like, can you pay me and what did he say? Biocoin?
Bitcoin.
No, Biotcoin. I'm like, what is Biotcoin? This nigga cannot spell.
English, nigga. Do you speak it?
Do you speak
first,
it?
That's have you not seen episodes of 90 Day Fiancé with these scammers from other countries?
I've seen too many episodes of that show, bro. Did you see the episode with Soulja Boy marrying that white lady?
I'm leaving in a few days to meet the man that I've fallen in love with. Usman, a.k.a. Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Like, they got a Nigerian Soulja Boy, Joe. I swear to God.
Yeah.
No, but I think it was that season. There was a lady in Las Vegas was supposed to be talking to a man in London, and he was scamming off top.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, I need to know the exact airport I need to fly in because I'm booking my flight now. Okay, London. Do you know the name of the airport?
No, I'm going to catch you later.
So it's London. Why he tell me he lived in Manchester?
He said the London airport. He told her, get a ticket to the London airport. What, sir? The what?
Her daughter was trying to tell her, yo. Like, she didn't want to believe it.
I don't know who this guy is and what his intentions are.
Yeah, she thought
she did not want to believe it at all.
I felt bad for that lady, yo.
I didn't, because she looked dumb as hell on the internet.
That's crazy.
On national television. You looking dumb as hell. What is man telling you? Pull up to the London airport.
Yo, she probably did pull up there, too, looking dumb.
Yo, the dude had a phone and he said his camera was broken, so he would be on video calls and he would never have his camera on.
Yeah, that's what's going on with Asia's phone. Her phone broken.
Hey, because I be scamming. What's up?
Yo, she's scamming right now. We don't know who this is.
You need a graphic? I got you. $80.
But yo, so speaking of, like, pretty much scam or even busted, y'all see your them island boys?
I saw the video. Bro. Who the hell are these kids?
You don't know Island
they
Boys?
They on Instagram. They got
she don't know about the Island Boys, bro.
Because I'm an island boy, and I'm just trying to make it. Oh, I'm an island boy. Hey, I'm a just island boy. I'm a just island boy.
Absolutely not.
They want to be like Riff Raff, but, like, Riff Raff got swag, yo.
Yeah,
like,
Riff Raff is way better than that. These dudes
are they white?
Other. Yeah, the white boys who apparently were born in Jamaica, or not born, or they live in Jamaica or something like that. I don't know.
We are not the same.
They don't even have accents. Boys.
It's a terrible accent. It's horrible. But the thing is,
telling me is that they from Wyoming.
Give me a ride, punker. I will dust your ass.
Nope, not convincing.
Damn it.
Find your core character, Sean. You are an oppressed black man from the ghetto.
And
they're not from an island at all, bro. I don't know what the fuck.
Because I've seen them talk on TikTok and that they not from the island.
From Coney Island, nigga.
What
the fuck?
Yeah, well, the crazy thing is he came out and even told what happened.
I sold my soul. You understand what I'm saying? And ever since I sold my soul, I haven't been happy ever since. It's because, listen, I had to do it. You understand what I'm saying? Because, like, I had to do it because I was trying to make it, like, you feel me?
Oh, you know what? I did. He said he was a clone or something, too, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
He was talking a bunch of random stuff. I don't know. It's crazy how still, with all that, he still was garbage. Him and his homeboy is terrible. Like, these
twins.
Guys.
I thought they was twins.
I don't know what they are. They might be test tube babies.
No, test tube baby?
I think so.
I
if anything.
They was twins,
I don't know.
Listen,
but no, but I'm just mad who
is a travesty.
I'm just mad at who hired them at that concert. Like, who brought them there? Because they knew what they were doing.
I hope they got their money up front.
Damn!
Where's
my fucking money, man.
I hope they got
that. Of course they did. They be flexing their little money on
that. Something like that, you would not get paid for.
Oh, no, no, no.
They should get paid for.
But I think that's why they paid him for, because they paid him to be a laughing stock. It's almost like, say, come see the three-eyed woman or the hairy, the man-eating whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, enter if you dare. See the weird freak of nature. Even science can't explain it.
It's a circus show. That's pretty much what it really was.
Nigga, they should have at least had a beat on. Like, come on.
All they, but this is what their flow is. How many of us have a sign, signs? How many of us have a signs? How many
of us have a signs? 90% of the niggas on the radio.
Please believe me.
Yeah, but their joint is very, it's still, it's worse. But
that made me think about something. I watched, have you seen Kid Cudi's documentary? I watched Kid Cudi's documentary last night.
No, I ain't seen it.
I thought it was a TV show. That's an actual documentary?
It's an actual documentary.
On Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Okay.
About him making his first album and like all the other albums that followed and his mental health throughout the whole process. And at the end, they were talking about like all the rappers that he's influenced and how he made it okay to like talk about your feelings and everything. And they were showing like all these new age artists. And I was like, these niggas don't talk about their feelings. They talk about doing drugs and being stupid. They don't be talking about their feelings.
Yeah, that's part of what their feelings is, doing drugs. They, what they feel like doing drugs.
And crack and cocaine to get high. That's what you say you love.
I don't know. Kid Cudi joint. I like the way he started off, but now it's damn.
He's not what he used to be.
He's not.
I will always have respect for him. It was so many people saying the same thing in the documentary, but I know for me, like, his music got to me when I was in a very rough place and it uplifted me, even though he was, you know, talking about doing drugs, but he was like talking about the things that were happening in his life and I could really relate to it at that time.
Day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night.
The stuff he's been putting out for like the last 5 years, can't really relate to it. He's had maybe two songs I've liked in the last 5 years.
What's up with these dresses, me?
This nigga!
You know, people just...
Does he talk about that in the
freedom of expression. He does not.
It was still hanging in the closet.
I'm cleaning up my closet.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, that's no metaphor. I'm just saying, it wasn't there.
I mean, you wear a dress one time because you're saying you're trying to be like Kurt Cobain, I give you a pass. But then you do that shit like three other times with three different dresses, my nigga. Like,
that's suspicious.
How do you know your size? Like, you too comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Dennis Rodman wore them all the time. They just
which was
to
a play. Gimmick. Once too again, they came a gimmick and he got comfortable with it.
Too comfortable, fam.
Yeah, because I think he did like a wedding dress or something very recently at a award show.
That's what I saw. And I was like, yo, what is he doing?
Dry cleaner in my neighborhood went up in smoke. Some big chemical fire. All my clothes, poop, gone.
Yeah, to each his own on that. But I don't recommend doing that. But hey, these day and age, people are doing everything
Kid
these
Cudi
days.
Come on, Joe. You already know how many times we don't fucking listen to some Kid Cudi, fam. Like,
I hit her up and say what up, she say the sky. I say what's good, she say McDonald's apple pie.
That's why it makes me so, like, I don't know what to say, I'm mad. I'm like, I don't know, disappointed? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should watch it. You should watch it, especially if you really liked his earlier stuff. Because I didn't even realize that he is considered like a pioneer of like internet rap.
He
said that he uploaded Day and Night to MySpace and it took off from MySpace. And then, you know, he got signed and everything. I remember hearing him. I saw him perform at VCU. And then like a couple months later, I heard Day and Night on the radio, but didn't even correlate the two together until like a few months, maybe like 2 months later. I was like, oh shit, that's the guy from VCU.
I know him. I know him.
Travis Scott says he was inspired by Kid Cudi, but I don't see that they're the same. Like, I don't feel
like
they're similar.
Travis Scott worships the devil.
we talked about that a little bit last week.
You
want to
tell somebody who really sold their soul? Travis Scott.
Isn't it like, what's Cudi's name though?
Scott. Yeah. That's why he said his favorite uncle's name was Travis and he called himself Scott because Scott, I mean,
Kid Cudi.
You know, Kid Cudi was his favorite artist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know about all that. That's nor here nor there. Now, I'm not going to go on Travis Scott because I think he got enough thing going on right now in his life. Yeah. You see that they the family didn't, they refused.
Yeah, they refused that money. I mean, obviously he tried tried to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Is that the right thing? Paying people off? Is that really the right
thing? Exactly.
I don't know if that's what it was. Was it with terms? Like, was there strings attached?
What's the catch? There's no catch.
Probably. If anybody's handing you money, it's because they want you to shut the hell up.
If there were strings attached, then that's fucked up. If he was trying to do it just like, yo, I feel bad that little man died at my concert, then I don't see anything wrong with that. But if there were strings attached, then yeah, that's fucked up.
Word of the day is hush money.
Once you, in most situations like this, once you accept that money, you're signing agreements not to speak about the incident or anything after forever.
Not for nothing, though. Not for nothing, right? These Travis Scott concerts, I've never been to one, but I know that it's like you've been to one? Have you been to one?
So there used to be this festival out here called Trolectro. And one year,
out there,
Big Sean.
Hold on. Before you keep going, where is out there?
In the DMV.
DMV means you either from Maryland or Virginia.
So in the DMV, there used to be this festival called Trolectro. I went to Trolectro one year when it was still in DC. Big Sean was headlining, and Big Sean and Travis Scott had a song together. And I was not very familiar with Travis Scott at the time, but this guy shows up on stage before Big Sean comes out, and he's like yelling, "Fuck security, everybody beat up security, get as close to the stage as you can."
Oh, here they come. Ray, Tyler,
start a riot, blah. And I'm like, who the hell is this man? And then he starts doing the song with him and Big Sean. I was like, oh, it's that guy.
That guy.
Diamonds, daisies, snowflakes, that guy.
And after, like, I would always hear stories that sounded very similar to that incident about him from then on. Like, that his shows were absolutely insane and do not go.
All the pictures I would see online and Instagram, like, almost like a rock and roll type of environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, people in a mosh pit, people, like, trashing their clothes because they in the mud and all of this shit.
Righteous! Righteous!
So, I mean, this is not something brand new. And I'm not trying to excuse what happened. I'm not trying to make sense. I'm just saying, like, this is an actual fact. This is how his concerts are. His fans are like that. So if you know that that's how the concert is, why do you bring your 9-year-old child there is my problem.
What kind of fucking parent are you, man? Letting him come to a motherfucking concert of all concerts.
Like, I think the same reason why they bring the kids to rated R movies.
If you know anything about anything, fam, like, even if you got your 9-year-old listening to some type of music, you got a child, I got a child, I'm going to listen to what my kids listen to, so I know what's up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to, they're not going to come to me and say, hey, yo, can you take me to this concert? And I'm not going to know what kind of environment it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I think that's just basic shit. I think that they thought there was going to be some type of protection set up. Like, you can go to these events and not be in the mix. Like, I'll go to stuff now and you will not catch me in trying to get to the front no more. I know that's for damn sure. I'd be in the back now. It's been one too many incidents, people passing out, people getting smushed, emergency exits not working. No, I'll be in the back. Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't been to any concerts like that. My only concert has been with Hans Zimmer. And yeah, none but a bunch of orchestra people and violins and stuff. So then that happened.
Okay, so we're gonna go to the next topic.
So when I talk about my concerts, you know what I'm saying? That's when we're gonna go. Okay, I see how you do.
Joseph, you sat in a room with a bunch of old white people listening to music. You did not go to a concert.
Were you the only black person there?
You ignorant slaves.
I wasn't, but you know, it's all good. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, let's do jump in. But so you see that gang banging on Sesame Street, right? They trying to get this joint defunded.
Yeah, Oscar, you're a grouch. Bitch, I live in a fucking trash can.
You know, I feel like this happens every few years. They try to defund PBS because they don't agree with whatever new thing that they're... I feel like when they did when they put the girl, the character on there, I can't remember if it was the Hispanic character or the autistic character, they tried to defund PBS too.
Stop funding PBS over woke content on the program for kids, including Sesame Street.
Yeah, so it's now they're trying to defund it because they have an Asian American Muppet.
Really, nigga?
I don't understand that part.
They've had two gay characters on the show forever.
Well, remember, they just tried to say that they are gay. They did not try to say they were gay.
Bert and Ernie is not gay. Stop trying to humbify my two favorite Sesame Street people, yo.
It's not like I give a shit. I mean, it's whatever. Like, come on, fam. Like, they've been on the show since inception. Like,
but what made them gay? Because they live together?
I mean, what else?
They were trying to say that they're
roommates. They're roommates.
What else? Exactly. What else?
My guy, me and you live together.
I mean, they slept in the same room, though.
Okay, we do all that now.
Son. Exactly, son. They were like 5 inches apart.
But we did that in the military, though.
So, what are you trying to say?
This ain't the military,
I mean,
Joe.
That's different. That is not by choice.
I'm just saying, though. You're just saying the circumstances.
We slept in the same room as this another dude. I'll wait.
Nigga, we was in a room with 7, 8 other dudes, so yeah.
A lot of dudes! Yeah, it's a lot of dudes.
That sucked.
Not on purpose.
But nah, I think it's very, they're just running out of time. It's conservative. You know, the conservative people, they're really trying to just, I feel like they're bored and they're looking for something to hate or something to take down or something to do.
You know, I like
talking about Sesame Street, bro.
Yes. It's like every few years, Sesame Street will try to, you know, do something to be more inclusive, and the Republicans cannot stand it.
Nigga, they lost their shit when Cookie Monster stopped eating cookies, cuz.
Not eat cookies? Why would me want to do that?
Like, you can't make the motherfuckers happy, bro. Like, they're gonna be
No matter what you do, there's always gonna be some type of an issue. But they're gangbanging on fictional characters. And that's the only thing I'm having an issue with, because I'm like, it's not real.
He's imaginary, like my daddy.
So I don't understand. Are they running out of real people to talk about?
Nigga, read a law book. Stop watching Sesame Street. Ain't you a politician? Like, ain't you got something else to do?
Get in the car. We're going to a skin bar.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't know what happened.
Whoa, it's okay, Senator. This girl didn't have a family. It'll be like she never existed.
Something tells me you
have you're a parent, you know what I'm saying? You have a son. So I'm like, how does that?
I've never watched Sesame Street, bro.
Oh man, Sesame Street was way better than Barney.
I love you. You love me.
But I'm not in love with you.
Hey, of course, but that's all we had. Like, these motherfuckers got thousands of other shows to watch.
Okay. We watching something different every day over here.
Oh, what? Coco, that's what I told about Coco Melon.
No. This is a Coco Melon free household. We don't
bang with Coco Melon.
Coco Melon is not welcome over here.
We got Disney Plus, B. You know what I'm saying? We got mad flavors. I've been having them watch the old cartoons like Darkwing Duck and shit.
Oh, you mean the insensitive culture evaders?
Whatever.
Disney Plus.
The classics, Gargoyles.
You know what? I was watching some the other day and it had that little disclaimer on there. And sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, well, what is it? Because I'll sit and watch the movie.
You don't know what's wrong. You don't know what's wrong.
And I can't figure out what the racially insensitive part was. And I'll be like, well, damn, am I that jaded that I don't know what was supposed to be offensive to me?
Wait, what? Hold up. What?
Dude, because I was watching Aladdin and they're talking about, that's the one that was on there. And they're saying that, I guess, Jasmine being forced to marry someone is cultural ignorance. Oh, or I'm like, it's their culture. I'm like, it's just their culture. That's not our culture. Like, I don't know. But it's weird. It's completely weird. But hey, like I said, this is new age, new year, new life, new era. I don't understand it, but they always have some type of issue like that.
Yeah.
So I want to ask this question, and I don't want to be offensive.
Cat Rennie, everybody. He's about to do something stupid.
You're always going to be offensive no matter what you
I'm
say.
I'm not trying to be offensive. but this girl shot herself in the box.
I didn't swallow it!
I've been shot!
Danielle, did you put a gun in your vagina?
You see this shit in Georgia. She shot herself in the box.
On
like
camera.
She cheddar bombed herself.
Cheddar, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Papa Dog had one. Put it away.
Okay, all right.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
On camera, my G. She
with
was
a gun.
With a gun on camera. She a model or some shit, and she had roommates. That's the sad part, is that she had roommates. So when the cops came, they're like, "Yo, your roommate didn't even know what happened. Man. All they heard was a gunshot, B."
Okay.
Why is, I mean, I don't judge how you want to make your money.
Listen.
Do you. Do what you got to do.
Do you,
man.
Move.
But why? What are you doing?
People are going through the most extremes now for clout on the internet that this is at all time stupid lows.
Some people are really fucking stupid.
And insane highs. Like, people just doing the wildest stuff to get on the internet. Because I'm sure within the week, we'll know exactly what her name is.
Lauren Hunter Damon, 27.
What she looks like. There's going to be a GoFundMe set up. And she's going to have thousands of new followers on her cam show.
How much does it cost to repair that? Like, that's what I would, like, will it work the same? Like, how far did it go? Like, what was the angle? Like, did it really kill her? Like,
I'm trying to figure out how she didn't die.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, will the nerve, everything's ever come back? Like, will sex ever be the same? Will the bullet have to stay in there like 50 Cent?
You sound like I'm slow?
Yeah, a little bit.
He still got that bullet in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine, fam? She got a bullet in her cooch forever?
Forever.
Forever. Oh my God.
No, but she gonna come out and talk about it on YouTube in like a week, and she's gonna be crying on camera.
You guys have ruined my life.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This is from her father. You bunch of lying, no good punks. And I know who it's coming from because I backtraced it and if you come near my daughter, guess what? Consequences will never be the same.
Oh my God.
Hey, so
she's a female cheddar bomb then. So
another victim of gun violence.
Yo, shut up, stupid. Well, speaking of gun violence, as we saw, like 2 weeks ago, White Tears has prevailed.
That's right, run.
We're gonna just take it. Time for our break anyway.
Not guilty on all charges.
But the motherfuckers who shot Ahmaud Arbery all fucking guilty, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, so do you feel like that's what it was? Like, hey, we'll take Kyle Rittenhouse, but we'll give you those 2-3 rednecks in Georgia.
It's apples and oranges. It's two different places.
I can't even argue because it was two totally different scenarios. I didn't follow the Rittenhouse shit as closely, but they're saying like it was self-defense because they was trying to attack him or some shit like that. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but what they did to my man Ahmaud Arbery, fam, was foul, and I'm glad that fucking a jury of mostly Caucasian jurors found out that shit was foul. We're going to see how much time these dudes is going to get, but they going to jail. I know that neighbor right now is wishing he'd have stayed on his porch and minded his own fucking business instead of riding in the fucking truck trying to go get this dude.
Mean the guy who was recording it?
Mm-hmm. Dumbass motherfucker.
But the crazy thing is, he got what he got, but the crazy thing is, without him, we probably would never got him convicted.
Nice shot, dumbass.
You got a point.
That's the sad part about it. I'm like, you helped us and you kind of hung yourself.
First time.
Hey. But no, no matter what, you know, you can never change death. You know, death is, he's dead. You can't do anything about it. There's nothing we can do. We can't bring him back. But I'm glad that justice was sort of prevailed.
He didn't just say that.
But still, though, I'm going back to that Kyle Rittenhouse thing. Is because you see him crying like that. Like, dude, I was like, he gets the...
Damn, that was the worst job I've ever seen in my life. I've seen a lot of daytime movies, straight to TV movies, fam. I've seen some bad acting. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it. I've seen it all.
That was straight to DVD.
I've seen AFN fucking productions. Like, that was horrible, bro.
Yeah.
Completely horrible.
But I'm telling you, it's a known thing, though. White Tears is a very, it's like a potent type of liquid.
You're right.
It's almost like, what is that stuff that attracts the opposite sex?
Pheromones.
Like pheromones. It's pheromone. It's like guilty, not guilty pheromones. I mean, even when Emmett Till died, that was the first beginning of the White Tears. Is that when that woman cried and said, he touched me, he raped me, got the nigga Emmett Till killed. And of course, she meant it later on that he never did it. So it just shows that, I mean, even Karen's, that's Karen's like greatest weapon is White Tears. Yes.
Going off of this topic, white men tears. And guns and imagery. I don't know if you saw that earlier this week, there was another school shooting.
Around 12:51 today,
We received a 911 call of an active shooter at the high school.
Yep. Yeah, Michigan.
And the photos.
Was he a white kid? I didn't see it.
Yes. The photos that they have posted of this shooter are like him with praying hands. Like they're trying to make him look like a very sweet boy that just, you know, like made the wrong decision.
Murder, murdered who? Look, I fucking known him for 2 weeks. He wouldn't fucking do something like that.
Meanwhile, this man was posting up on his social media with this gun, making all these threats. And yet the media has chosen to use this, you know, sensitive imagery of him.
Smiley Wiley.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
That's what they do. I mean, that's definitely what they do, because I call it the OJ effect. Because when OJ got, you know, arrested and all that stuff, they put his picture and they turned down the contrast, or they turned up the contrast. What is it? To make it darker, pretty much.
To make him look darker. Yeah.
So yeah, but when it comes to when other, you know, when Caucasian males, even the combine shooters, them dudes are some trashy looking white dudes, but they made them look like straight up Tom Cruise.
I will not apologize for who I am.
I want to believe that somebody who's going to be swayed by seeing those pictures is not going to be on the jury. I want to believe that. You never fucking know. Like, I hope he don't get off whenever he does go to trial, but you never fucking know, man. They're going to say, oh, he was bullied or some shit. He was provoked.
Of course, it's always some sob story behind it. Meanwhile, Black men are being killed by police, by civilians, and they're so quick to use a mugshot that has absolutely nothing to do with whatever got them in that situation.
Yeah.
Not even mugshots. You remember we talked about it on here. Yo, soon as fucking Kobe Bryant died, that stupid ass reporter talking that dumb shit about what happened in whatever the fuck, what was that, Minnesota, wherever the fuck.
Like, didn't he rape somebody? Like, yo.
What the fuck is he talking about, bro?
Yeah, no, we already know that. But even speaking of that courtism stuff, what about your boy Jussie?
I can't wait, bro. Juicy Jussie is on. I cannot wait. I wish they had this shit on 24/7 TV. I want to see the story. I need to see it.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh my God, I can't fucking wait.
But this is my only beef with that thing, though, right? Because yes, what he did was, if it's true, it's kind of it's jacked up. But
if it's true, come on, son.
Hey, what they say? Come you're innocent until proven what? Guilty.
Unless you a nigga. Fuck out of here.
You're right. It's just crazy how they going on him about lying about what happened to him. But how many times have we heard this from, once again, white tears, Karens, talking about what they did to them and lied and nothing happened to them?
Did you see the author?
He spent 39 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Now the man accused of raping Lovely Bones, author of Alice Siebold, has been exonerated.
Really?
Oh, you know, I'm sorry, I need to post these into
See, this is exactly why we got these notes here. We be trying to get this. This is exactly why we do it.
Well, I didn't think that y'all would be interested in things like that.
Everything that she just talked about, she got her own notes. She
exactly.
Got her own
she
notes,
didn't
bro.
Let us know anything. I told you, Asia, anything you think you say, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a picture of babies. Just put it in there.
She wrote a book about her, about the story of her being sexually assaulted, and it was supposed to be adapted for a movie.
I did see that.
And the producer for the movie started asking questions, and her answers did not add up. And the producer was figure it able out, but the to fucking, get
what
the producer was able to get the man exonerated. Matter of fact, he was already out of prison, but he was able to get the man exonerated and have all the charges dropped because he saw all the inconsistencies in her story.
I did see that somewhere.
Figured it out.
I did see that. That's crazy. That's horrible. And this is the second time.
Can't figure that shit out, but the producer figures some shit out years later. Come on, son.
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
I mean, it's just like, oh, dude.
He had already spent 16 years in prison. Like, that was a great person.
I'm suing her. Did he sue her? Is he going to sue her, right?
I don't know if he's going to sue her. Well, this is the part that really, really made me upset. So at first he was saying, you know, she had yet to like issue an apology or anything. And so then I guess the lady came out and apologized for everything.
Alice Siebold has apologized for her part in the conviction of a man exonerated last week of raping her in 1981. She said she was struggling with the role she played within what she called a system that sent an innocent man to jail.
He was like, oh, I accept her apology. She's the victim here.
What?
And I said, sir, victim. Excuse me?
Did you
not do it, nigga? What the fuck?
I'm about to say, you're the victim. I don't know. Maybe he was so glad to get out of jail. He didn't even care. care anymore. Like, dude, well, I'm just glad I'm out.
He was already out of jail, but he, again, the big part was him being exonerated, having all the charges dropped. He said it was difficult for him to find a job. You have to register as like a sex offender and everything happens. He didn't want to have children with his wife because he didn't want them to deal with that stigma only for, you know, it to come out a decade later that, hey, this actually did not happen.
Which is why you need to sue her, because now she fucked up your legacy, nigga. Come on, son.
Exactly.
No, suing people. Did y'all see old lady who sued her mom or sued the doctor?
Meet 20-year-old Evie Toombs. She's a show jumper in Lincolnshire, England. Evie's mother was not prescribed vital supplements by her doctor, specifically folic acid. As a result, Evie was born with a split spine. The judge sided with Evie Toombs. She's all set to get millions of dollars in compensation. Her winning argument? I should never have been born. The judge sided with Evie Toombs. She's all set to get millions of dollars in compensation. Her winning argument? I should never have been born.
Because she was born with spina bifida.
Oh, shit.
And she's pretty much connected 24 hours to a tube and stuff. So he was like, she sued him for wrongful conception, saying that the doctor knew what was going to happen.
If her daddy is her mom's brother, then yeah, I would understand that.
What did he say?
I'm saying, no. If she had a baby daddy that was something not related to her family, she had no.
No, but they're idea saying that she's saying that the doctor knew the damage of her being born, but she did it anyways. But the doctor was they. She won. She got millions. She's got millions now.
What?
I'm comfortably well off. Woohoo!
So pretty much now,
can she really enjoy them though?
I mean, wherever she's gonna take that money, she can have a machine hooked up wherever she's gonna go. Machine hooked up to a jet ski, to a cruise ship, whatever. She got millions and millions of dollars.
Offer talking about a machine hooked up to a jet ski? Why don't she just throw the fucking toaster in the bathtub? How the fuck?
No, this machine is hydro power. So, you know what I'm saying? It need water. So, it's good. Don't even worry about it. She good.
You over there trying to invent new machines for her.
Hey, she got millions of dollars. She might as well make her own machine that she could go anywhere. I don't know. But if this shows, now it shows presidents that almost, now everyone's going to be suing their parents. Shoot, I can sue my parents. Like, oh, they give me a big nose and I don't like the way I like my nose.
Oh, look. My nose. What's happened?
That's like a mixed child suing their parents because they dark. Like, what type of shit is that,
bro? That's true. I hate your skin because it's so black.
That's some bullshit.
Good luck with that. But hey, she won. So, I mean, it's a new age now. You can sue anybody for anything.
Suing for being born. That's some bullshit.
So what's up with this investigation, though? You know, this lady was on a plane.
With the cat? Son.
Airline passengers were stunned when a woman was caught breastfeeding her hairless cat on a Delta flight. I know. Shocking that this didn't happen on Spirit Airlines.
My nigga. Bruh. Y'all seen this shit, right? Yo.
I need to know if this is animal cruelty.
Man, that's human nature cruelty, man.
It's a cat.
No, it's indecent exposure.
I'm trying to, as someone who's gone through the experience of breastfeeding, I'm trying to figure out how you breastfeed a cat.
I mean, that's what we're asking you, so we ain't got the rest to do all that. So we got the, you know, you the expert in this whole group right here.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Let me put on my Smee hat real quick because that is not possible to me. Like, I don't know how someone can get a cat on a titty. I could barely get a baby on mine and you got a whole cat. Something's not adding up.
They almost go to like an emergency landing. Like, they were about to land this plane because she wouldn't stop breastfeeding the cat.
Pop your titty out his mouth and stop babying him.
And she said it was like a hairless cat. Like, it was them naked cats.
Oh, okay. Like the Persian joints.
Yo, little rat cats.
I'm not going to lie. I was dating this chick once a couple years. Nah, this had to be up. This was a long time ago. But anyway, we go to this party.
Don't get your ass in trouble over there.
It was her co-workers.
Your wife better come in. What'd you say?
I said it. I said,
I said, bitch.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
So it was a party with her coworkers, right? And one of her coworkers had a little daughter. Couldn't have been more than 4 or 5 years old, right? So we at the house, we chilling, we having a good time. Everybody's drinking, whatever, whatever. And the chick, she was sitting in the chair. And I remember my girl at the time was telling me, like, yo, she's still breastfeeding. And they're like, yo, this girl is like, she can speak. Like, she can have a full-on conversation. Like, something tells me, like, that little girl should not be breastfeeding anymore. And sure enough, yeah, she's sitting there in the chair and the girl goes to, like, rip her shirt down so she can, like, pull her titty out, yo. Oh, and I was like, oh, shit.
I absolutely refuse to be that parent. Okay, how do I say this? Before becoming a mom, I would judge those people.
You need to leave.
As a mom now, I'm not going to judge them, but just know that
at
it could never be
old,
me.
Though? At 5 years old,
when my son had, when he started being able to bite down, it was a wrap. We stopped. That was it.
That's what I'm saying. At what age does that happen?
That was 6 months. We stopped at 6 months.
That's what I'm saying.
All it took was one time to bite me and it was over.
This little girl was 5 years old, bro.
That's full on teeth.
You don't got those nipple protectors?
Listen. Your five-year-old,
I feel like if your kid is off the bottle, they should be off the titty. Like, come on.
Well, if they was on the titty, they was never on the bottle.
True. There you go.
There you go. Point made.
So
but
pretty
if,
much.
If you can have a Happy Meal, you do not need to be on a titty.
if you can tell me what type of Happy Meal you want,
you don't need to be on a titty.
Technically, that was a Happy Meal. It's just, you know.
Hey, yo.
It's two of them. She got two Happy Meals. It comes with a 401k. Okay. All right. Look, so in this part right here, I'm not going in fully, but it's just, I just feel like sometimes they just do too much. But you saw them Colin Kaepernick shoes, right?
Yeah.
I'm done with him, bro. You already know. I couldn't watch the show. I don't know if we ever talked about it here, but the fucking TV show was whack.
Listen.
The Netflix show was whack. It was whack. Trash.
I have mixed feelings about it.
I tried to watch it. Already, I got three episodes in. I couldn't do it.
I completely understand the need to tell the story, but it was done in such a way that I feel like I don't want to say it only appeals to mixed people. All the people who I know who have been ranting and raving about this show are people of mixed race.
Yep, I agree.
Like me, from a fully Black experience, I cannot relate to any of this shit in this show. Aside from the only part I can say, okay, yes, I have experienced this is, did you see the episode where they were in the hotel and the lady was like following him around the hotel saying that he didn't belong there?
You don't belong here.
I didn't get that far.
Okay. Yeah. There was an episode where he was at like a tournament for baseball and they were staying at a hotel and the hotel staff kept racially profiling him and acting like he shouldn't have been there. He didn't belong there. You know, all that stuff. I've had that happen to me at like work conferences and things that I've gone to. People have, sometimes I'd be showing up in my Nike slides and my hoodie, you know, the day before, and they don't think I'm supposed to be there. And then they see me the next day in my button up and blazer and they're like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. But it was so much stuff in there that I couldn't relate to. The whole barber experience, the unseasoned food. I'm sorry, my mom used seasoning in her meals, and we did not have casserole ever. You feel me? But it was just, yeah, and even like his commentary at the beginning of each episode, I was like,
I can't stand his voice. I don't like his voice at all. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a fan of this dude's voice. I'm like, yeah, he just need to be quiet. But he's doing a lot for the community. But I just don't like it's like this. Hey. I talked about it before. I said I don't like a half breed telling me how great my Black skin is.
That was way harsh, Ty.
Did you just call this man a half breed?
He is half breed.
He's capping.
I mean, his name is Kaepernick. What do you expect? It's in the name.
Yeah, he's full of shit, fam. Like, I've definitely seen him on the football field call a motherfuckers nigga. Like, I seen him do it. Like, come on, you can't be that angry, man. Like, why are you so mad?
I mean, I'm not mad at him for doing what he's doing. To me, I feel like the people surrounding him is boosting him up a little bit too much. Now his head's getting bigger than his afro. So they put the man in the back of the bus of Rosa Parks. They put the man kneeling right next to the two dudes at the Olympics. And they're putting, I'm like, skip, forget Martin Luther King, forget Malcolm X, forget, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he made himself a martyr.
A martyr? These niggas actually got killed. He ain't playing football. football. There is no way these niggas in the same equation. Like, I'm sorry.
He did not miss a meal. Like, you're okay, bro.
Exactly. Versus, hey, Rosa Parks, get off the bus. You ain't riding the bus anymore. Colin Kaepernick, get out the NFL. You got a $60 billion contract with Nike now.
Now you're right.
I don't see the difference in that. And so that's the only reason why I feel like they're doing too much. And that's why I refuse to buy any of his stuff. And plus, he's 49ers. I hate the Niners. Why would I rock anything with the Niners on it, especially when it's Kappa Nick? So I'm sorry.
He's jobless. He's unemployed.
You know what's going to happen next year? They're going to fuck around, put that nigga in the Hall of Fame or some stuff.
I promise you they do. I'm done. I promise you. They put him in the NFL Hall of Fame. I'm like, no. I mean, I think he probably will. Like, but if they do, like, do like 2090.
Find something. They will find some way to stick him in.
Only way they should do it is if he's posthumously. And you know what that means.
Oh, he dead. He dead.
Hold on, I'm tired of him, bro. Like, you're not playing football. All right, then. Don't play football.
You see, I mean, we'll just probably be the last here because we run it up over. But the federal regulators now allowing debt collectors to call, have the right to pursue debtors by text messages, social media sites, and more. What do you think about that?
Because niggas don't answer phone numbers they don't know.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Helper. I'm calling from Money Bank Credit Services Department. I was wondering if you had a chance to read the threatening letter we sent you.
That's the only reason why, because they know niggas to stop answering the phone. And like you, nigga.
I didn't do anything.
Fucking answering random people in your DMs. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get you, fam.
Man, but the federal government's giving out information, though. That's they're giving out data so they can call people. Like, hey, you owe me this money. I mean, but it's the same thing. Then I'm like, okay, if we do that, I should be like, hey, government, you owe me my money for my taxes. Where you at? You should give me my their numbers for that. If they doing that, they should be vice versa. The government owe me money.
Like, are they going to be like adding me on Twitter saying I owe them money?
Yo, they're gonna be
put my business out there. Like,
they're gonna be Sally Mae is gonna have her own little spot, and she gonna be coming at everybody, yo.
If you ain't got my money, I'm killing you and him.
See, I don't gotta worry about Sally Mae. All my shit is federal, but I don't need Great Lakes trying to at me on Twitter talking about my nigga. You owe us $30,000. Why are you even on vacation? I don't need that in my life.
But yeah, we definitely close to, like I say, we always say every week close to 100. So we definitely appreciate Asia coming in today, kicking it with us. I mean, we'd like to have you again, you know, like, you know what I'm
I need more Stepman talk, fam. I need to know. She was the manager. She knows the
facts. I was not managing that, man. Do not put that on me.
You said it, not me.
I never said I meant. I said I was doing public relations.
She was his PR.
My bad.
His manager, was it Rashad? Was Rashad the manager?
Oh, Joe? Rashad. Yeah, probably. I think he was.
Did he pay you?
You guys are getting paid?
No, I didn't. And that's the issue.
But no, we done, though. We done for the night. But yeah, I appreciate Asia for coming tonight. Like I said, we definitely want to hear from you again. And maybe next time, the Great Gazoo will grace us with his presence. And
Mr. Domington.
Oh, you know, we're going to keep on joking until you come here. So, all right, Asia, we're going to talk to you again soon. And I appreciate you coming through. And this is Squirrel Wolves Podcast with another episode. We're going to see y'all next week. All right.
Yaga.